tuned into the Audio Asylum. Let's get crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back after fucking about 3 months to the world's most pointless podcast. I'm your host, Joe, and even longer than 3 months, welcome back, my good friend, the Wizard. I've missed you, man. Sean McSherry is back on the Asylum.
What the fuck is up, people?
What?
It's weird to do this looking at myself. Like, I need to figure out a way just to turn that off, because I'm going to, like, get obsessed with, like, looking at shit in my room. All right, this is better.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but before I even get into my whole spiel, how you been?
Dude, I've been good. I feel like I've had just, like, so much going on. I've been, like, scatterbrained. Definitely, like, some interesting shit to talk about that's not just fucking work-related. Let's see, I definitely need to tell you some Blingo stories, though. I don't know if I've, like, even talked about it before on the show, but we will get into that.
Blingo, I'm interested about... Yeah, any college story you have, please throw my way. Because... So, I gave you a little rundown before this, but I basically haven't done the show for 3 months.
Tell me, so, like, how do you feel to be back doing this again?
Happy. I think... So, I'm not gonna, like, throw names and, like... throw people under a bus and make a big drama thing out of it. But to make a really long story short, bro, I was making some really pretty stupid decisions in my personal life. I was like depressed, but like a lot of family stuff going on and personal stuff and insecurity issues. And I've talked openly on here on other episodes. I deal with my shit. Like I have anxiety, depression, but it's no excuse to be making stupid decisions. And I think... what I was also doing was like, I should have been more vocal with certain people I was doing the show with. And I think at a certain point it stopped becoming fun.
Yeah. Like, I feel like when something stops being fun is always a good measure of like, you shouldn't do it. You know, like really everything in life, you know, you do like, I'm sure like every drug at first is fun, but you know, at some point it probably stops being fun.
Yeah. Like it was getting to a point where it was fun in the moment for me, and then the process wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
And it wasn't totally that I didn't that. Like, you know, anybody's ideas or anything like that. Like I supported anybody to bring any idea, but I think it started to feel like I was trying to please everybody and that I wasn't pleasing everyone. And, you know, some falling outs happened. I mean, people are going to put two and two together. John isn't a part of this anymore. I'm not going to make a whole fuck John thing. If Graves decides to do anything creative, I'm telling anybody listening and watching right now, go support him. He may hate my guts or whatever. I don't know. But if you're listening to the show and like you want to support Graves, if Graves does anything creative, go support him. Sometimes, you know, you have an oil and water situation. And I think that was happening for a little while, but I can only speak for myself, and that's as much as I'll say about it. I love John, even if John hates me. If he does anything creative, go support him. Go watch his shit. Go follow him. But if he doesn't, you know, I'm sure he will. He's a creative guy. But I uploaded The Last Dare Pong, and Flores is a part of this now. I don't know if you watched it.
I haven't seen the last one, no.
Oh, dude. It has as it's almost the most viewed one.
Damn, I'll make sure to watch it after I get off of this.
Yeah, but I'm happy to be doing this again and to more focus on this. Like, the videos will still come out, but, like, we had Samantha Scafidi. I'm probably butchering the last name. I'm sorry, Samantha. But, like, this girl has acted in some, like, pretty cool horror movies, and she does a lot of charity for domestic, like, abuse and raises awareness for it. So, like, we had our first big guest, and then... after that, just shit started happening and going south for the show, for me, and my personal life, my relationships with people. But I'm not going to sit here and say I'm 100% better now, because I'm not. But I'm ready to get the wheels going. So everything from here going forward, I'm ready to go full force, but take my time as well. And I'm happy to have you back, man.
Onwards and upwards, dude. Happy to fucking be back. There was something that you said. Oh, yeah, you just reminded me that I bought the One Chip Challenge months ago, like literally in August. I still haven't done it.
You still haven't done it?
No, originally I was planning to do it for the school talent show, right? I don't know how the fuck it's a talent, but like what the scenario was that no one like was signing up to do shit. And I was like, well, I'm really good at making a fool of myself in public. So I'm ready to just get up there and eat a hot chip and suffer in silence for like 5 minutes and have that be my bit. And then once people saw me signed up and I did that shit, people signed up and fucking did all this other, like they were proposing these other crazier acts. Like people were going to fucking chug milk and like juggle and fucking sing and like real shit that was like talents, right?
Yeah.
But then some motherfucker got COVID, so the show got canceled and they didn't reschedule it. So now I just had the chip sitting and I'm like waiting for the opportunity of like, when the fuck am I just going to willingly eat this chip? Like, when am I going to fucking decide to put myself through that much pain? And for what? Like, the stakes need to be high enough. I got to have some sort of social gain or something for doing this. Because like I saw you do it and it looks like it's fucking bad.
All the ice cream that I was eating did not help. At all.
But I will say I do have a better spice tolerance than you. I feel like I have a pretty like above average one, if I'm being honest, because I eat just like a fuck ton of spicy food to begin with, but who knows?
I mean, maybe we could think of a way for you to do it on camera for when you come back, but like you said, you got to up the stakes. Maybe we got to figure out the creative way.
Because that's the thing. Like, I already agreed to people that I would do it, so I'm going to fucking do it. Like, I'm not going to bitch out, but still.
Yeah, I would say we play a game of Pong and whoever loses has to eat it, but somebody else is playing you because I already ate that shit.
That's true. Oh, my gosh. Imagine you had to eat fucking two of them.
No,
Speaking of drinking activities, this episode is not sponsored by this beer, but yeah, this beer, check this shit out. This shit fucking rocks. Have you tried these before?
No, I didn't even know that was a thing. Bud Light Next?
Yeah, Bud Light Next. So, like, this is pretty much the lowest calorie beer that you can buy, which is good because I'm trying to watch the pounds lately.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's 4%, 80 calories. And, like, you know, sometimes you just don't want to drink a seltzer. Like, I want to sip a fucking beer, but I don't want to, like, have, like, some fucking, even, like, light beer these days. You drink enough of them shits, it makes you feel, like,
bloated. Yeah.
Fucking shit. Yeah. So,
shout out Miller Lite.
Miller Lite is probably one of the better light beers, but this has been my go-to since it came out. Plus, the can just looks fucking cool.
It does look
like,
cool.
It looks like some SmackDown shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It looks like it's sponsored by the WWE.
I appreciate this can.
Wait, so you were saying something before Blingo?
Oh, yeah. I got to tell you about Blingo.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Break this down. I'm
trying to figure out how to explain this to people and to you so that you're convinced to come down here and play it. But what Bingo is every Wednesday night at 10:30, I go to this bar down the street.
Okay.
And they have a game they host. It's bingo, literally. You're just like punching out squares on this like board. But when you get bingo on Blingo night, you win prizes and you get a prize out of the prize bag. Now that's like a fun part, right? Because the prizes are all types of stupid, random, crazy shit. Like you could get a glow stick ball, you could get like a foam football, you could get a map, a fucking book. Actually, one prize, I think I have it right here.
Is a dildo. No.
Children's book. No.
Oh, I went the complete other way on that.
There was a dildo night. There was a dildo night. I will get into that too.
Oh man, I gotta hear about dildo night.
This was the book I won.
President Squid.
All hail President Squid. Yeah, and then there's like a line in the book where he's like, "I want everyone to say all hail President Squid, so I will be the best president that the undersea world has ever seen." It's actually a fucking hilarious book. It's so stupid. I can't believe someone took the time to like write and publish this fucking thing. But anyways,
it looks like a happy pink penis.
Yeah, literally. But the night that I won that, the host, like the announcer, had everyone like out of nowhere be like, "Can I get all hail President Squid on three? 1, 2, 3. All hail President Squid." The entire bar is screaming it.
Oh shit.
That was sick. But yeah, so you win these different prizes, and they also have like different like theme nights based on like the times of the year. So like 2 weeks ago, it was Winter Olympics Blingo.
Oh shit.
And so the prizes are one thing. What changes though is when two people call Blingo at once and there's a tie. What do you think they do to sell the tie?
Drinking contest.
Well, no, they kind of actually. Kind of. Okay. It's various different games, right? One of the favorites is Battleshot, which is Battleship.
Oh, with the shot, I've played that before.
So you have that. But on Winter Olympics tonight, they had like different bar versions of Winter Olympic sports. I tied twice. I got beat in both ones. One of them was downhill skiing, where I just got two pool tubes and I had to hold them like this. I posted a photo of it on Instagram and I was like, had to shuffle my feet like around these traffic cones. Like I was like skiing like in the fucking, it was dumb as fuck.
Oh my God.
And the guy who beat me cheated. He lifted his fucking feet. I mean, you're not supposed to, your feet had to stay planted on the ground at the entire time. And he's just like, and fucking, of course he won.
Oh yeah, you did it in the bar. It was on your story, right?
Yeah. That's what it was. They also had the ski jump, which my friend did. My roommate did. He was jumping like, oh, and then people were jumping so far, they had to do it outside to really settle it of who was going to win.
Dad, people must have been spilling drinks and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, everyone was seated. Like, there's no one really standing in this bar. And then they had fucking curling. There's a whole bunch of Olympic sports. Now, the week before that, it was Valentine's Day night, or otherwise known as Sex Blingo. And sex blingo is when all the prizes, and I mean all the prizes, were sex toys.
Yeah.
Like, people won penises, people won pocket pussies, vibrators, you fucking name it, they won that shit.
So is this where the dildos come in?
Yeah, this is where, actually, I tied, the very first round, I tied with this old woman of all people, and our game was dildo ring toss.
And no. So I'm
standing in front of the entire bar. It's a packed house that night because everyone's playing sex blingo. And I'm throwing like these little plastic rings, trying to get like it on this dick, right? On this fucking dildo that's sucked into the table. And, you know, I end up like fucking up, but I feel like good about it. Like, I felt like I was going to get it on like the next try.
You were confident then, like, for
that
dick.
They moved the table closer to us. And I was like, oh, I don't like this. Because one, I was already aiming for it where it was. And two, if they keep moving this up and we keep missing, I'm just going to look like pathetic because I'm going to lose to this old lady, or I'm going to beat this old lady. There's no winning here. There's no winning for me. Right? And so it keeps on moving closer and closer, and I'm just trying to like wing it, and I get it pretty close. I'm like, oh God, don't go on. And then she finally got it, and her prize was the dick. She won the dick.
So you guys tossed rings on a dildo.
Yeah.
The prize was the dildo.
Yeah, the prize was the dildo.
That's fucking, how old was this woman?
Oh, she's probably like in her fucking 50s or 60s. Dude, I don't know how the fuck she was out, but she was there. She was doing it.
Damn.
There are other old people too. Like, there's that bar tracks like the widest range and fucking mix of people and like types. It's kind of just the nature of the city to begin with, though.
Scale from 1 to 10, how likely do you think she used that when she got home?
Oh, dude, I think it's probably like a fucking 3 or 4. I don't think she used it. But anyways, as I'm going on here, there's more to this blingo story, believe it or not.
Oh God!
Outside of all the crazy theme nights, it was maybe 2 weeks before that where I almost won blackout blingo. So the way this works is that they do multiple rounds, right? Your first round, or first couple of rounds, like rather, is classic 5 in a row. So you know, you get your fucking diagonals, your rows, columns, like whatever the fuck, right? Standard blingo.
Yeah.
The next round, the second round, is the letter round. So letter round, they give out different letters. The guy goes around the mic. He's like, all right, everyone, it's going to be a T for this letter round. A T. Can I get a word beginning with T? He goes around to the different booths, asks people for, gives them the mic, asks them for a letter, a word beginning with the letter T. People go like, you know, they say like, titties.
Yeah.
Titty. They say like all this fucking dumb, crazy shit. It was actually T last night, and he came around to our booth, and my roommate, he goes, tumultuous. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Tumultuous. Yeah. He says that shit. And then guys goes, tumultuous. It's like dead silence in the fucking bar.
Jeez.
But yeah, so then you got to like do that. So it's like T is a letter, L is a letter sometimes. Like U, like any letter you can think of on the board, like that could be a letter. And they do like 3 or 4 of those. And now I'm getting to my point here. The final round. The final round is blackout blingo. Any guesses as to what that means?
I don't know if I have a good guess for like how the game goes, but I'm assuming it involves a lot of alcohol intake.
You'd be wrong there.
Really?
Alcohol intake is not really a part of the game. It helps to be drunk. It's probably more fun when you play when drunk. Actually, no. I take that back. Because the fucking host calls out the numbers so goddamn fast, you can barely keep up with it. if I literally like had to reenact it, it goes B13, B14, I-25, N-44, N-35. It goes like that fast. So if you're really fucked up, it's kind of hard to keep up with the numbers.
Oh my God.
I digress. I get fucked up anyways. So blackout is when you have to have every square on your board punched out. So like every single fucking number, you have to like have it. And the first person to get all their numbers wins. And the grand prize, you get a grand prize for it. This isn't something that's like a shitty prize or a random fucking thing, like a book in the bag. This prize is separate. And it's like, I've seen anything from like a cast iron pan to a hatchet to like a weighted blanket. And the one time I got within spitting distance of taking home this grand fucking prize, and I call out Bingo and my fucking roommate who's sitting across from me, he calls out Bingo and I'm like, God fucking damn it. We're going to have to do a challenge.
Oh no.
Have you seen the show Squid Game?
I haven't yet.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm not going to tell you what the challenge was then.
I'm an uncalled.
It was on something. It was a challenge inspired by that show. More of the story is I ended up losing and that asshole got to win a fucking weighted blanket.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Explain the challenge, even though I haven't seen the show, because I guarantee you people that listen have seen it.
Okay. So the challenge is the glass bridge. Now, the glass bridge in Squid Game is essentially what it sounds like. There's a glass bridge. There's two rows or whatever, two columns, right? And there's squares of glass on each side. One square of the glass is going to be one that breaks. And the other square is going to be one that is sturdy. It's real glass. And so they did this on the sidewalk with chalk in front of the bar. Jeez. So we went outside, we're lined up there, and they have like their code of like which one breaks, which one doesn't. So you just like jump and guess at random, and you have to try to remember the order too. So like the minute you step on a broken one, sent back to the line, you have to do it all over again. Oh. And so it's like a memory competition and shit. There's people at the bar like who are cheering on my fucking roommate trying to give them the answers. I'm like, dude, how the fuck am I gonna win this shit? Like I'm already blasted right now. I got to like the very end of it and I fucked up on like one of the last ones, and yeah, it was over for me.
Damn, man. And this is your last semester, or?
Yeah, I'm out of here after this.
After this, and how many more months is that?
Saying goodbye. Fucking May, dude. May, I'm out.
May. Hopefully, I could come up in April if my vacation days roll over.
You gotta plan that soon, because like I said, this won't be happening for much longer, and I have no reason to come back here pretty much ever. I mean, I might even be here for like parts of June to just like get some furniture moved out, but pretty much everyone will be moved out by then, so it won't be like fun. I mean, it'll still be fun, but it won't be like, you know, well, hey, let's all like just fucking do some shit, you know, go to a concert or something.
Are you
like, all the only people I know here are people from like the school, so
yeah. Are you excited to come back though, or like you think you're gonna miss the?
Oh no, dude! I am excited to come back. I have a feeling, in the back of my mind, I'll probably miss being here. That's probably more for like the people and like the atmosphere that they've created versus like the place itself. Like, fucking Virginia's all right.
Yeah.
It ain't no Bronx. That's for sure.
Shit, man. When you come back, I think we have to get you on camera. We gotta, even if you're not playing Dare Pong, you gotta make your grand return in front of the camera.
See, I'll do something. Fuck it.
That one chip challenge, man.
That could be it. I'll do a hot seat. I don't even have to lose Dare Pong to do it. I'll just fucking do it.
Yeah, man. We could make it official right here. The next time you'll be on camera will be that. We'll set it up.
God, Mike is gonna fucking, he'll pull up some shit that I feel like I probably would not have seen for like the last 5 years. I'll be like, describe what you're doing in this photo. And I'm like, the fuck, where'd you find that shit? Mike has enough dirt on us to like bury us like three times over.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I can't imagine the stuff Mike has in his phone.
I have like shit on him too. So like, you know, the dirt we're piling onto ourselves is level, at least. I think. I can't even say that for sure. It's funny, actually. The other day, I was looking through my camera roll. You know, like the time hop app?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was looking through that shit, and it showed me this photo that I posted 8 years ago. And I'll show it to you. And for the listeners of the show, I'm just going to describe the photo to it. Where the fuck is this thing? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so this was 8 years ago on Instagram.
Oh, my God. Hold it up.
he had clothes on underneath that, of course.
He was just...
But essentially, the photo is of a very skinny 16-year-old aged Mike Turner. He's on the couch in his underwear, but there's a sticker over where his underwear is that says the word cat wang, and you can't really tell, and it just looks like he's butt-ass naked underneath. I posted that on Instagram. I don't know how the fuck we like posted shit like this back in the day, but whatever.
The world wasn't that sensitive back then.
No, it wasn't. If I posted people are like, ew, you fucking creep.
Oh my God, don't even get me started with the fucking cancel culture stuff. Jesus.
Yeah, dude.
It's that was bad.
That was it, though. I have another point, but now this fucking cat is outside meowing, and I kind of want to just, like, slap him in the fucking face.
I have a
cat. That might be mean to say, but, like, I hate these fucking cats sometimes, dude. There's this one that he'll just, like, stand in the hallway for hours, like, moaning and, like, just yelling. I'm like, yo, what the fuck do you want?
Yo, he's trying to
fuck. You have food. You have a place to shit. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so that's an update since you've been gone. I have a kitten.
Oh, yeah, no, you have a little kitty.
Yeah, named Oliver. Man,
where the fuck is he at?
He's sleeping.
Yeah, that's probably best. That's probably best.
Yeah, no, he's been a little bit of a terror, but I love him. I came home one time, and I shit you not, there was like Doritos all over my floor. He got into a king-size bag of Cool Ranch.
Oh, my God.
And dude. Ripped it in two. Yeah. A little kitten. He was only 3 months when that happened.
Oh, dude, the kittens are honestly the worst. Like, I think, like, cats are so much better than kittens. Kittens, like, don't get me wrong, they're fucking cute as shit, but, like, they do some disgusting shit, dude.
Yeah, they...
When my roommate, the fucking cat that's out there being a fucking twat, when he was a baby, he used to come in my room and, like, spend time with me and shit. That was, like, super cute, right? And then there's one time I, like, you know, went out to take out the garbage or whatever, do some shit. I left my room, I closed the door behind me. I forgot the fucking cat was in there, and I come back. And, like, you know, I see the cat, he, like, runs outside. I'm like, why the fuck do you do that? And I'm just, like, kind of sitting here at my desk, and I'm, like, doing work, whatever the fuck. And then, like, there's just, like, this fucking stench just, like, washes over the room. And I'm like, what the fuck is that smell? Dude? And you know where I'm going with this. Everyone else knows where I'm going with
this. Yeah.
And, yeah, like, I had a chair back there I had to throw out because the fucking cat shit in it. And, honestly, I probably could have cleaned it. I probably could have been more resourceful about it. Boy, it just smelled so fucking bad. I was ready to throw up on top of the shit. So I just, like, pinched my nose, ran that fucking thing down the stairs, hoping the shit wouldn't fall out of the chair. Because if it was, like, there's no way in fuck I'm picking that thing up. But yeah, I just took the chair and just put it in the alleyway. I threw up, like, right after because it was literally, it smelled so fucking bad. This cat was eating, like, straight anchovies for fucking lunch or some shit. I don't know. It's terrible, dude.
I had a question for you because you're up to date with a lot of what goes on in the world of entertainment, as well as me. Yo, man, what do you think about our man Pete Davidson banging Kim Kardashian? Kanye West seems like he's in distress.
I mean, like, I feel for Kanye personally. I think that I don't know. I can't really say that I'm on, like, one person's side of the other because they're both, like, fucking nuts.
Yeah, I like them both. Yeah,
and. I feel, dude, because, like, literally, I feel like it's every other day Kanye has, like, a mental breakdown. And he just, like, he literally screenshots his text. Like, never in my life would I think I'd go on fucking Instagram and I get to read Kanye, like, West, like, fucking text messages. Like, that is probably one of the most interesting things I've seen posted on social media in, like, a couple of years.
Yo, for real. But, yo, like, Pete Davidson and, like, Kim Kardashian, like, that's, like, that dude gives me hope. Personally.
No, you know what? I remember I saw this fucking video on TikTok, and it was like this dude who was like, it was a really, like, brawly fucking guy. He's like, guys, we got to change our strategy. Why are we still deadlifting? The two hottest guys in the world right now are Jack Harlow and Pete fucking Davidson. Like, the game has changed.
Yo,
it's time for ugly weird dudes to get love.
Yo, I'm here for it personally.
Yeah, and then, like, someone, like, quoted that video on Twitter, and they replied, and they said some shit like, you benched 225, bro? That's cool. She fucked me because I'm quirky.
Yeah, right? Like, the self-deprecating, depressed humor of Pete Davidson has gotten him a lot of ass. And
yeah, dude.
I'm Yo, with Pete Davidson, but I've kind of been on that self-deprecating depressed humor for a while now.
Did you hear about what Ariana Grande said about Pete Davidson's dick?
I feel like I have, but refresh my memory.
So Ariana Grande is fucking smart, dude. She was playing like 4D chess with this man, right? Because she had like come out to the media at some point, whatever, after they broke up. And she was like, oh yeah, Pete Davidson has like a massive cock.
Yo.
He's great in the sack and like he really knows what he's like doing. And then Pete Davidson came out and he's like, straight up, like, she fucked me over so bad with that bullshit. Because he's like, I'll tell you the truth, like, that's not the case, right? But now every woman who I try to have sex with is going to be fucking disappointed no matter what, just because they're all going to be under the assumption that I'm fucking hung and I'm not.
Yeah. Well, maybe he is good at fucking, though. I've always said this. Depressed guys fuck better. I pointed to myself as I said that.
That is like more probably the least conceited thing you could have done.
Yeah. But yo, man, I mean, listen, he gives guys like me hope, but I do feel for Kanye, though.
I feel like you gotta, like, get another tattoo or some shit, but, like, somewhere in a more, like, visible place that makes it so, like, you would never work in the corporate world because you're not cut out for that shit or something. Yeah. Like, you just get, like, a little, like, neck tattoo, and then that'll probably do it.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking about getting tattooed because I love it so much? The Jackass skull and crossbones. Did you see the new movie, by the way?
Oh, dude, I knew you were going to ask me that shit, and I haven't. I've been trying to, like, rally a group of people because I feel like I go to the movies alone, like, a lot. Like, I don't mind going alone.
Yeah,
to
I do that, too.
I almost prefer it. But, like, for a movie like that, I feel like it's so much better if you have, like, just the right, like, people around you. And yeah. Plus, I mean, the movie theater here, I have to drive to it, and I don't want to fucking drive, so.
Dude, all I got to say is it's worth the money. And it is sad that Bam isn't in it, and it's sad that, obviously, you know, Dunn has passed. Way all
yeah, the- I mean, it's kind of just sad that I think it's gonna be sad to see them all like so old, because I'm technically like the age that they were when they did like the fucking first movie.
Yeah,
and that's like bugging me the fuck out to think about that. Like, oh shit, like Johnny Knoxville was like 26 when he made the first Jackass movie or some shit like that.
Bro, when you see it, you're not gonna believe the stuff they're still pulling off at the age they are. It's
dude,
fucking.
And here's the thing, right? Is that they don't need to do like any of
they
this.
They don't.
They've all made their fucking money. They're all rich as fuck. Like yeah. They have no reason to take a bullhorn to the schnoz. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, oh yeah, they torture Danger Aaron's cock in this one. That's all I'm gonna say.
Dude. All right, I'll have to check it out. I haven't watched a comedy movie and like for actually no that's a lie. The other night I was actually watching have you seen The Kingsman, the prequel to the Kingsman series?
No, I haven't.
Dude, it's on HBO Max and it's a really funny watch. I'm not gonna say it's a good movie because like they're not really meant to be like story fucking plot whatever, like it's yeah. It's a fun action movie and it has all the brutal like gory like shit that Kingsman like, you know, has come to like be like what their franchise is about.
Yeah, I gotta check that out. I'm just definitely assuming you saw Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, dude, I've seen it 3 times already.
Yeah, me too. That is
3 times the minimum. And then fucking Sony, they posted the meme. They made them do the fucking meme.
I saw. Yeah, I put it in my story the other day.
Yeah, I think I saw it from literally your story yesterday. Just like, you know, they finally came out and they finally like just said like, hey, all three of these motherfuckers are in it.
Yo, do you think that was the best MCU movie? I gotta say that might be up there for me.
Oh,
that and Civil War.
Okay. Here's where we get into some fucking hickory trickery, right? Is that technically now all of the Spider-Man films are MCU movies?
Yeah, this is true.
You know, so if you're saying that, like, do I think that was a really good movie? 100%. Is it maybe in like my top 10 MCU movies? Yeah, it fucking is. But I still think, and we could debate this at another point in time, because this could become the rest of the episode, honestly. I still think Spider-Man 2 is a better movie.
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man. No, I'm with you on that. Spider-Man.
Okay, fair. No debate to be had here. That's good. Yeah, I'd probably put it like number 4 on my list. I'm not sure what MCU movies I put above it, though, to be fair. I think the original Iron Man is a sick fucking movie.
Yeah, that is
a I don't think that movie had like really any bad like real faults with it. Endgame and Infinity War, to me, were still like plot wise like better. Like, yeah. There were just some things where, like, the more I watched it, the more I was, like, scratching my head, where I'm like, mainly this, right? And you can maybe explain this to me, but this is, like, my main issue with the fucking No Way Home thing, is that if Doctor Strange made everyone forget who Peter Parker was in all the multiverses to prevent people coming in, does that mean that Toby and Andrew go back to their universes, respectively, and no one knows who the fuck they are?
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think about that.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, because it's obviously referring, like, that spell had to be cast for all the multiverses, because you saw everyone coming through this motherfucker, right? So that's my only, like, real issue with it. Otherwise, I mean, I thought it was all right. I thought Willem Dafoe was the best part of that fucking movie,
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, he steals it. Yeah, for sure. I said the thing.
Dude, that man.
William Dafoe is an amazing actor.
Probably the best comic book, like, movie villain, like, on screen adaptation fucking ever.
I agree. I've said that.
Like, I think he even beats, like, Joaquin as Joker.
Yeah.
That's potentially a hot take, but I believe that.
I agree. I'll join you on that hot take. People, I might use that as an Instagram clip and see who bitches at us in the comments, but
oh, yeah, totally, dude. But fucking, I don't know. Like, I almost kind of hate, like, Sam Raimi for putting his face behind a mask that entire first movie, because he just has this, like, fucking crazy maniacal look in his eye the whole time. He's, like, getting punched. He's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was insane.
I cried a few times during that movie too, man.
I definitely cried too. I feel like
when Andrew Garfield had so many good parts to do. Like,
but you know what? I'm even more excited about, which, like, might, I feel like this probably is gonna be a better movie than Spider-Man. The only problem is I don't have Disney Plus, and I don't plan on paying for it anytime soon. is like the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
Oh yeah! Oh, it's gonna be in the movies also.
Yeah, no, but, like, there's parts of that movie, apparently, of the plot, where you'd have to, like, watch Loki,
WandaVision,
and the other, like, Disney Plus series, understand it. And, like, one, that's a lot of time to spend. And two, I'm not paying $15 a month after Netflix just raised their fucking prices, like, and I'm also, I'm never not going to subscribe to HBO Max. Like, I love HBO Max, so.
Yeah. HBO Max is the superior streaming service. For sure.
Dude, it's slept on. Like, they have so many good things on there.
It is better than the majority, for sure.
Yeah, but you should watch The Kingsman on HBO Max. And I just hit the fucking mic. That probably sounded bad. Maybe it didn't. Listeners, what do you think about this?
Sounds like my Tuesday nights.
where the fuck was I? Yeah, but that movie is directed by the guy who directed the first three Spider-Man.
Yeah, Sam Raimi. Yeah, that's
just Sam Raimi. So that's going to be incredible to fucking see, especially since his style is just, like, so unique, the way he fucking does movies. And it's pretty dark, too.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of crazy shit in that one. I'm nervous about Batman, to be perfectly honest with you.
Wait, why are you nervous about Batman? I feel like everything I've seen from that movie so far looks fucking great.
That's why I'm nervous. The trailer looks so good. And with the way DC's track record is, I'm scared that I'm going to walk in with high hopes and walk out crushed.
I don't know, man. I feel like keeping track of, like, Robert Pattinson's resume as an actor recently, like, he doesn't really sign on to roles if they're going to be, like, fucking bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he was really good in Good Time. He was fucking incredible in The Lighthouse.
That was a good movie.
If you've seen that, with Willem Dafoe. And then, like, I feel like he wouldn't sign on to this movie or agree to be a part of it, because, like, he's not struggling for money. Like, he only would do it if it was, like, a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited, but I'm just trying to go in with no expectation, because I don't want to get let down.
That's a fair way to look at it. Man, imagine how much different the world would be if the DC universe became, like, the dominant movie franchise. Actually, that brings me to a theory I have. I have a theory that in the next 10 years that the DC universe will outpace the Marvel universe.
You think so? Yeah, because how Marvel is what much more can they do in the next few years?
See, so that's what, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm getting, right? They're trying to establish new Avengers and shit. And there's this thing that I think, like, Stan Lee talks about it, or one of the people who writes these comics talks about it. And it's like this ideal state that the characters have to be in for the story to make sense. Like Peter Parker is always either a high schooler or a guy in his like mid-20s to like early 30s who is struggling with being broke and struggling with like what is like love life and everything like that, because that's the core of his character. If he progresses any further than that, then he's no longer recognizable to us as Spider-Man. Bruce Wayne is always going to be in his mid-20s to early 30s. And so that's who we recognize. Like they're stuck in this time, right? That we recognize as who they are as characters. And the problem is with comic books, like when they get out of that time frame, when the story goes on, like they don't really have to address like them aging, because the stories can always be like, you know, brought back to like a new like beginning or a new like universe. Like they can stay that age forever. But when you have real actors and real people on screen, they cannot stay that same age forever. Like too many things are going to happen. Peter Parker's going to go through college. He's going to go through life, and he can't just be, you know, the same thing.
You're like 22-year-old.
No, Peter Parker, has to evolve over time. And like movies are told chronologically, right? There's a beginning and an end, and it's always going to be like time is moving forwards in movies. That might not be the case anymore with this multiverse shit, but who knows? But in comic books, like time doesn't have to move in one direction. It can move in any fucking direction, which is why I think the MCU is going to fall into this trap of where they reach too like far along that timeline, and they're going to have to reboot. And if they don't like reboot and do a good job of doing it or telling you like a new story for these characters, then they're fucked. And that point, like if DC keeps on like this track record they're going on, I feel like they've been doing better recently. They could be poised to become that new thing that overtakes Marvel, but Disney's pretty tough to take down. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah,
because, that's my theory, though.
No, I stand by you on that one, because my view is like, you did this Spider-Man movie, and in terms of that character, you can run it for a few more years, because now, like, you can give Andrew his final send-off separately, you could give Toby his separately, and you could do a few more Tom Holland movies. I would say two max.
Like, I think they're getting another three max.
Yeah, I heard they announced another trilogy or something like that.
But yeah,
once that's over, like, you have Blade. That's me personally, I just give a fuck about Blade and Daredevil. Give me Blade and Daredevil movies, and I'm and the MCU after that for me. Like, that's all. Yeah,
I'm just excited to see like Deadpool in the MCU, because apparently that's coming. And if that happens, I'll just be sick, because I don't know. I watched Deadpool 2 probably like 2 months ago or some shit like that, and like that movie just left me wanting more. And I'm like, damn, like, I can't believe they haven't like made any plans or announcements for like a Deadpool 3 yet. Like, yeah, this was a pretty good fucking franchise.
Yeah, I'm surprised that there's no third movie for that yet, for sure. Like,
Ryan Reynolds is too busy out here making fucking commercials and running gin companies and fucking cell networks. We gotta get this motherfucker back in the red suit so he can punch some people's faces off.
For real. Fucking speaking of commercials, what'd you think about like any of the stuff going on with the Super Bowl? Was there anything that stood out to you?
Oh, dude, that is a very loaded question, if I'm being real. It's like, there's a lot of things that I used to like, and that just within the past week, like, I'm not going to get into details, because like the average person should not give a fuck about this. But now I don't like those commercials anymore.
Yeah.
But as a whole, I think this year for Super Bowl commercials was fucking terrible.
Yeah,
I think that these were probably some of the most like least memorable spots. Spots as in like spots means like TV commercials in the ad world or whatever. My favorite is probably Irish Spring, where it's like the cult thing, and it's like, smell like you're from a nice place. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
I also was jiving with, there was that like the Robo Dog, the Kia commercial for their electric vehicle, the Robo Dog. I thought that was fucking sick. I just thought it was like a classic like Super Bowl commercial. And then they had what else was there that was pretty good? Oh yeah, the Paul Rudd and like Seth Rogen one was just, that was great.
Yeah, you can't fail with those two guys.
Yeah, but other than that though, like a lot of them, I remember them, don't get me wrong, but like I just thought they were fucking bad.
Yeah, nothing stood out to me. Yo, that halftime show though.
Halftime show
was fire.
Hot take though, I don't think that Mary J. Blige should have been there, because I think about the star power that everyone else had, and I'm just not sure if she's on that same level of star power.
I felt like she was just like tossed in because she was popular during that time. Like,
she totally was, right? But I feel like I would have rather seen like Anderson .Paak, the guy who was on the drums. Like, I would have rather seen him perform.
Yeah.
I would have rather had like more time with like M to perform or fucking Kendrick. Also, 50 kind of came out of fucking nowhere too, bro. This motherfucker is hanging from the ceiling. And I'm just thinking like, bro, this motherfucker weighs like 300 pounds. How the fuck is he going to get down from there? Like, yo, 50 Cent, like, suffered some inflation, bro. This motherfucker is a whole dollar now.
Yeah, that's a lot of people are saying.
Bro, he's so big. Like, I don't remember if he was really that big when I was, like, a child. But, like, I don't remember 50 being, like, a just, like, that humongous.
I couldn't tell if it was, like, fat weight or, like, he put on muscle. It looks like he bulked up a little bit, though.
I don't know, man. Anyway, I'm not going to want to talk shit about 50 because 50 could fold me in half like a dollar bill. So,
yo, 50 Cent be roasting people on the internet. He has like my favorite Instagram account.
Oh, yeah, no, 50 is always talking shit, dude. He does not fuck with fuck with that shit. What was I going to say, though, about 50? Or maybe it wasn't about 50.
I mean, dude, was it something about something the halftime show? Because they could
halftime shows. Yeah, yeah. I remembered it now. I remembered it. The one thing that sucks about the halftime show is that there's no fans on the field, right? Probably because of COVID or whatever. So the energy was lacking there for me. And also, if you think about you're actually in the stadium, think about the stage design for a second. Do you remember what it looked like?
Yeah, it was the fucking houses they were standing on. But then the other part of the crowd doesn't get to see them.
Exactly. The other part of the crowd paid 50 grand for a ticket, and then they can't even see the show. Like, yo, that's hilarious to me.
It was all pointed at a hard cam for one section of the crowd.
I feel like the entire section that was placed behind the stage should just get like 50% of their ticket refunded or some shit. Like, that's absurd. Real. Also, wait, who were we even going for in that game?
Who was I going for?
Yeah, I know you're not much of a sports fan, really, but football fan.
I think during the pandemic, I got really back into sports again. I was fucking see, this is how bad I am with football because I'm a Jet fan, so I don't watch as much as I used to anymore.
I mean, yeah, you have no reason to.
Yeah, it was.
The I'm a Bengals, Giants fan, right? So I don't either.
It was the Bengals and the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going for the Bengals because I really like their quarterback, but he was getting fucked up.
Joe Scheisty, Joe Franchise, hometown Joe, dude. He fucking, dude, he's so funny, though. Like, there is this clip I saw the other day of it was, like, him in the Super Bowl, and he just has, like, the most amount of manners when he goes on to the field.
Yeah, he's, like, introducing himself to everyone. He's like,
hey, guys, I'm Joe. Nice to meet you. How you doing? It's, like, so funny to me.
Dude, they were sacking his ass.
Dude, right?
No help from that offensive line.
Yeah, I wish he would have won. How sick would it have been for like his like first real season in the NFL? He wins a fucking chip because his first season he his ACL got fucked up or whatever. And then like the season before that, he won the college football champ. Like, dude, this guy he's destined for some greatness. I hope he gets it too.
I hope
Zeke generally seems like a good person.
Yeah, fucking it was. I thought the game was all right. Like, I thought like it slowed down in the middle, but you know that's just sports. But I thought the game, it was a good game. There were good moments in it.
Yeah, dude. I've like been catching up more with the sports world recently just because like, I don't really know. Maybe it's just like there's a lack of things on TV to watch. But like,
yo, I've been too. And I only watch hockey. And I've kind of been this year. I've been hockey, football, UFC, like in rotation.
Oh, dude, I've been doing like college basketball. Even going to a few games every now and then, actually. I've been doing that, NBA, Major League Soccer I started getting into.
Oh, shit.
Also, like, regular soccer. Never really been into football. I'm kind of not going to get into American football, I don't think, because, like, the one team I like fucking sucks, and they're just a cursed franchise.
You're a Jet fan, too?
No, Giant fan, even worse.
Okay, I don't know. I think being a Jet fan's worse. That's debatable, man.
In probably, like, modern, like, history, though, I think, like, the Giants have been on a fucking tear, which is blowing dick.
Yeah, I mean, at least you guys had two Super Bowls like in this time.
That is true. Yeah, we had two modern Super Bowl wins.
Yeah, fucking, I'm over here scratching balls, waiting for a good fucking year. Like, it's been terrible to be a Jet fan. See, when you're a New York sports fan, I feel like there's only two teams that give you absolute hope, and it's the Rangers and the Yankees. Like,
yeah, dude. Like, I feel like you can't be a sportsman in New York though, because like New York already has so much other cool shit for you to do. Like, you don't have to like the sports or like have a winning team. But you think about Kansas City, Missouri, and this is like no offense to our listeners in Kansas City, Missouri, all three of you. but like, what the fuck is there to do out there besides go to a fucking Chiefs game?
Yeah, right.
I'm probably wrong about that. I haven't been. It's probably a lot of fun shit to do, but it doesn't compare nearly to the fun shit you can do in New York.
Yeah, for real.
So, fuck, you know, like, keep your sports and your winning franchises. We'll keep our everything else.
Yeah, fucking comedy, music, fucking Broadway. Comedy,
music, art, parks, fucking literally everything.
Yeah. Yo, speaking of fucking comedy, have you been to any stand-up shows or no?
Personally, down here, the stand-up scene is, like, it's rough, dude. Like, the one show I went to, it was, like, just bad because these people were getting heckled and their jokes weren't landing. And, like, their jokes sucked. Like, let's face it. But, like, yeah, I don't know. There's a certain level of quality that you just get with, like, going 19, even to a bad stand-up show in New York, like, there's at least one funny person in there. You go to a stand-up show here, like a good one, there's probably like one funny joke.
Damn.
And like everyone kind of just like sucks. So no, I have not been going to any stand-up. I've been trying to like practice and get better at it. I'm actually taking this like class where like we literally improv like every week. It's like more of a stand-up class than it is like a real class. It's kind of funny.
That's fucking cool, because I was thinking about doing like classes to help with stand up.
Dude, you should totally do a class to help with stand up. Like, shit is powerful.
Because I wanted to do it for years, because I'm like, I don't talk about it a lot on the show, but like, I'm like super into it. Like, I go to comedy shows all the time. Like, I don't know if you've ever been like here, like to the Comedy Cellar in Manhattan.
Oh, dude, I've been, fuck, that place rocks. When there's, yeah, sometimes.
And the Stand. I don't know if you've been to the Stand. The Stand is nice, but like,
no. Brings up a good point though. Have you been to the Pit?
I haven't been to the Pit.
The Pit's fun, dude. The Pit, it stands for the People's Improv Theater.
Oh shit.
And they essentially, I don't know how the fuck they do this. Improv is a weird kind of skill. But they manufacture an entire like scripted, the entire play about like fucking whatever, and people just like go in and they start speaking, and like the characters like find a way to like weave in different plot details, and they wrap up an entire play in like 30 minutes or whatever the fuck, and it was all invented like right there on the spot, and it's fucking great.
Oh shit, I did something like that. I don't know if I ever mentioned it to you. It's called the Magnet Theater, and a lot of people at the Magnet talked about the Pit, but it's very similar, but it's audience interactive. So like, if you were sitting watching me and whoever else in the show, like, the director could be like, all right, give a scenario. And you could be like, you lost your dildo at the park. And then, like, me and whoever's up there has to talk about it, like, and act it out.
Yo, that's funny.
So, like, the Pit sounds interesting because I've done something smally similar. So I'd actually be into that. Shout out to the Magnet.
Shout out to the Magnet.
Helping your boy get over his fucking stage fright, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think I really have stage fright anymore.
I do when I don't.
Yeah, maybe I say that like right now, and I'm like not in the situation, but I feel like if you put me in front of a room of people and told me to talk, I could fucking do it.
Yeah, it's weird. You get me at a party or a bar, and I cannot go up to people and talk to them that I don't know. But when I'm in a performance setting, even though I'm nervous, I seem to strive well in that.
That's the thing. I feel like, yeah, like people don't understand that though. That like when you perform, it's like you're turning on a different part of yourself. Like it's a personality. It's not like who you are. It's just like one facet of it.
Yeah, I always say like when I'm performing or like even doing this, like it's me, but with the volume turned up to 100. And I wish I could turn it up like that all the time, but I have fucking social anxiety, so I can't. But.
No, I feel like a lot of comedians are probably like socially anxious. Like Pete Davidson, before he was Pete Davidson, was going up like with some swagger and confidence? Like, nah.
Oh, no, dude. And he's somebody who's like openly talks about how socially awkward he is.
Dude, like, fucking, I was watching this video on YouTube the other day of Jack Harlow and like his evolution of his rap style.
It's crazy that him and I are the same age, I think. But like, he was rapping as badly as I was in like 2011 to 2013. And I was like, damn, yo, if me and Mike just stuck with our rap dreams and made mixtapes and shit, like, who fucking knows what would have happened? We were making music videos and shit back then. We were making really bad rap songs. Like,
oh my God,
we did. We didn't take it seriously, though.
When we get off the Zoom call, you got to send me the link to that old music video. I wonder if Mike would be cool with me, like, taking a funny clip from it and putting it on the Instagram account.
Wait, what music video?
Remember the one where, like, he's,
wait, bleep this out, bleep this out. Just cut this part out so that it doesn't, like, people don't search for this.
I don't know the name of it, so I don't think I'll have to edit it out, but, like...
All right, describe what's in it, maybe, then.
He's eating cereal at some point in it.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know exactly where that video is, and I have it.
I didn't want to give away the funny part, because I'd rather just, if he's cool with me uploading it.
Oh my God. Dude, it's so, that fucking video is burned into my mind, because I can't tell you the amount of hours I spent on iMovie editing that fucking thing for it to come out that good. Like, it was a fucking adventure.
So, for those of you listening, going like, what the fuck are they talking about? Before I ever met Sean and Mike have been friends for their whole lives, basically. They did YouTube stuff, and they did this Odd Future kind of like music video, and it is fucking hilarious. Like, it is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
It is, but it can't. I don't think that Mike would be cool putting it online these days, because there's one shot in it where Mike is like butt ass naked.
Yeah.
I mean, like, butt ass naked.
I'm thinking,
you guys fill in the mental picture there.
Yeah, I'm thinking of one part he would probably let me put in, but I don't want to say it on here because I don't want to give it away if he says yes.
No, just bleep it out. Bleep it out. You can't just put like a brrr, just put sounds of like fucking whale noises. Like, listeners can be like, why the fuck are there whale noises out of nowhere?
The banana.
Yeah.
I think he would let me upload that part.
You're going to bleep out that part, right?
Yeah.
The word you said? All right, because I was going to do it right now. Like, let me just, like... For the listeners, the...
The asylum listeners. All fucking 200 of you.
Yeah. It was when he, you know...
Oh, nice. We're actually working on...
Mike had the... out. And the...
the funny thing is, you doing that... Drew is actually helping me figure out how to get a soundboard, like a little virtual one, installed on here.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh, cool. This show's going to get fucking nuts.
God damn, just going to have like a car crash randomly. Imagine like if anyone listens to this shit while they're driving, they're going to hear a car crash like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's a lot of cool like shit that like I have jotted down that's going to happen, especially with this version of the show, the audio specifically. Like, the podcast will be the focus from here on out. We will still do YouTube, but like the audio version is going to get stupid.
Oh, dude, I've been burping like crazy. I feel sorry for the listeners.
I was just loading up.
I've had
up
like
one.
Just some horrible fucking gas lately.
Drinking a lot of beer.
Yeah, no, even just like eating shit, like, bro, I eat beans every day.
Like just beans just by itself?
No, like it's obviously in like different foods and shit. Like I had a breakfast burrito today.
Ooh.
And that wasn't enough, so I went back for more and had a regular burrito for dinner.
Damn, how many times have you shit today?
Oh, no, I haven't done it yet. I already know. I'm going to be in fucking pain, dude.
Oh, yeah.
They're more than likely, there will be blood.
You got to update me later on if you shit blood.
Oh, I totally will. I'll send you a fucking photo of it, dude. I wish I almost had a gastrologist, because I would just totally, like, I would send that motherfucker pictures of my shit all the time. Like, yo, is this normal? Is this normal? Because there are honestly like times where like, you know, I'm really like busting it down in the bowl. And I'm like, yo, there's no way this is fucking normal. But like, what am I going to do? I guess talk to a professional, but like, I don't even know. Where do you find like an asshole doctor, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess you just have to straight up
like,
go.
I don't want just anyone
doctor.
Looking at photos of my shit. Like, I want someone that I know is like not going to leak my photos of my shit to the fucking public.
But I mean, they won't know it's your shit.
No,
I mean,
dude.
Now they will.
The doctor will know it's my shit.
Yeah, not the public, though. The doctor.
Oh, the public won't know. But, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I don't know how to find a trustworthy asshole doctor. If anyone has a trustworthy asshole doctor, let me know.
If anybody listening right now knows a good butthole prostate doctor, comment on our social media so we can get Sean an asshole doctor. And probably me, too.
Dude, it's like I have fucking hemorrhoids in the. Although I think like only old people get that shit. It sucks. I mean, fucking old and I hate it.
I
love it age gracefully. Like now, like I can tell I'm gonna be paying for a lot of like dumb shit I did when I was younger.
Oh, I don't even want to think of it. Like people listening are probably gonna be like, "That's not bad," but like I'm closing in on 30, and I'm like, "That's fucking awful." The fun's over.
Yeah, dude. 30.
Dirty 30.
So it's like I know, like I just know I'm getting old when I'm like, it's not a surprise anymore to see like someone getting pregnant or having a kid or getting fucking married or buying a house.
Yeah, everybody
like, that's
having
how
kids.
I know like I'm at that point in my life where like I am old. Like this is like a normal thing. Like I feel like at least every other week I will see like one of those three major life events I just described like happen. Like the other day I saw someone get engaged. The week before that, I saw someone buy a fucking house. The week before that, someone got fucking pregnant. The week before that, someone actually had a fucking kid.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy, like, this age range that you're, like, we're in right now. Like, the 25 to, like, 35, like, this, maybe less than 35. Like, 25 to fucking 30 age range is where everything happens, bro.
Yeah, it's nuts. Like, I have a good amount of friends that have kids now and that have moved. Like, yeah. Shit's crazy. Mike being one of them.
Yeah, I feel like I have like still the same mindset though I did when I was like fucking 18. Like I haven't really changed much. I don't know if I haven't matured or what, but like, fuck, I'm still doing the same shit I would probably like normally fucking do.
I feel like I matured, but I still have that mentality too, though. Like I'm still a big ass kid. Like that,
dude. Right?
I don't think
like,
it's ever gonna change though.
The fuck am I gonna? Go like make my life sad for just because I'm an adult, I can't have fun. Bullshit.
Yeah, fuck that noise. The world sucks already.
Dude, the world does suck. I don't even want to get into it. I literally was like,
yeah, I don't even want
to. No, I'm not getting into it. I'm not saying shit. Yeah. I'm not saying anything. People already know what I would talk about for the next like 2 hours if I had that time.
We could turn. We can make fun out of it though, and not even bring the whole situation up. By just a little fun question. If the world was going into like some insane fucking war crisis tomorrow and you could pick 3 fictional characters to throw down and protect the USA with, who would you choose?
Ooh, you know what? I'm choosing Flash.
Okay.
100% choosing Flash. As you think about it, like Flash just goes around and delivers everyone's Amazon packages. Jeff Bezos is free to spend his money. And time doing other shit. You know, I feel like we might be able to use his brain power somewhere else. But Flash is just, you know, insanely powerful. The next person up on the list would have to be probably the Silver Surfer.
Oh, shit.
I'm just going for, like, these cosmic level heroes. I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, you said any 3.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to, like, destroy an enemy or make them, like, willingly, like, submit. Like, no, I'm trying to, like, make it that they never existed, like. I'm going way over the top. This is overkill. I know this. And like the third person, I'll tone it down a bit. Let's say like Hela.
Who is that from?
Hela, or whatever her name is. The like dark like god and door.
Oh, has, like, okay.
What's her name again?
Hela. I think Hela? You had it right. Hela. Helena.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have to say her fucking name, but yeah. That her.
Damn that now like.
I don't think there's, like, a single 3... I mean, I could think of, like, 3 characters that could crush those people, but, like, it's few and far between. You really have to be, like, a comic book nerd to know who the fuck they are. Like, it's probably, like, the Beyonder, fucking Galactus.
Ooh, okay.
And, like,
Oh, yeah, Galactus is just a game changer by himself.
And, like, Thor.
Yeah, I was gonna say...
If you're gonna have, like, a fair squad...
Yeah, I was gonna say Thor... For me, I think I would go Thor just because he's OP as fuck. Batman, because we need the brains. We need the brains.
Yeah, I didn't think about anyone having brains in my group, although I think Silver Surfer is pretty smart, so.
Yeah.
And he was, like, the cosmic, like, messenger, so he should be smart.
Yeah, I think I go Thor, Batman. Who would I go number three? Damn, that's kind of hard. I would go with Supes. I would go with Superman.
See, I didn't want to say Superman because I feel like it was too easy. That's why I went with Flash instead. And I don't know. This is like be a debate from their time. But in my mind, I feel like Flash could beat Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I know like Superman, he fought at Flash and like Flash Time and all the Flash Dimension and all that shit. But like, you just think about like, because I used to discount the Flash as being like a really shitty superhero. I'm like, oh, so he's fast? Like, who fucking cares, bro? Go run him fucking around and do shit, you dumb fuck. And now I think about how fast he really is, and I'm like, yeah, no, he could literally fucking solo, like, fucking probably anyone.
Yeah, that is true. That's a good point. Especially when the motherfucker could drag you back in time with speed. That's fucked.
Like, if no one can hit you, how the fuck are you supposed to get hurt? Like, maybe I just actually need to read the Flash comics to understand this, but, like, I just look at these at his like abilities and I'm like, there's no way this guy should have any trouble fucking up anybody. People can't even touch him or see him. How the fuck are you supposed to hurt someone you can't touch or see, motherfucker? You're telling me he runs into you at the speed of light and you're gonna live?
Yeah, for real. Yeah, no, the Flash is running through motherfuckers. Literally.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. We were texting the other day. Like, we were texting the other day on a side note, and like, I think you're the only person I know that hasn't got COVID.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
I truly think you're the only one out of my friends that hasn't got it.
I've avoided the vid. I am knocking on wood. Can't take any fucking chances.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Because that was another like thing. Like, when I was on this 3-month hiatus, I had COVID bad. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm vaccinated. Didn't mean dick.
Dude, that's fucking nuts, dude. The way like this shit has evolved. Although I think the good part about it, and knocking on wood once again, but I feel like this is finally it. Sense that like whoever like got the shot, like got it, and it's like kept them alive, and they didn't die from it or whatever. You know, whoever got boosted, like, got it, and they're, like, protected, like, even more so. And then, you know, whoever didn't, like, they fucking didn't. And, like, chances are they either got it or they fucking died.
Yeah.
And, like, this shit is just going to run out of people. And I feel like it's probably at the point where it is running out of motherfuckers.
Yeah, honestly, now that I think about it, I haven't heard about anybody I know getting it in a while now.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard shit from anyone getting it in a while because I think that just, like, over that stretch of, like, November to fucking like January or like whatever the fuck, like, listen, if it was gonna get you, it was gonna fucking get you then. And if you didn't get it then, like, either you already had it or you had and you didn't know and you were no symptoms or whatever the fuck, like,
yeah,
bro,
it's fucking crazy, man. But I had that shit. I had my taste and smell, thank God. But like the Thursday, so I caught it on a Wednesday. And then Thursday and Friday after that, dude, I'm not even joking. Like, I was contemplating just bringing myself to the hospital. Like, damn. I was having, like, trouble, like, just fucking breathing. Like, it sucked. But I'm, like, in fear of hospitals and shit. So I was like, no, like, I'll die in bed. It's cool.
Jesus Christ, dude. No, if I even contemplated that, I was going to die in my fucking bed. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll take the hospital bill. Whatever.
Nah, fuck,
I'll find a way to pay it later.
I had to take my friend to the hospital one time because he got fucking wasted on his birthday, and his hospital bill for just him like basically having alcohol poisoning was like $3,000 or some shit.
Yeah, no, that makes sense to me, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy. I would have rather died in my bed from COVID.
Dude, this guy I know, he recently he ruptured his Achilles like playing fucking basketball.
Ow.
And you know your Achilles is, right?
Yeah.
It's like that tendon at the back of your heel that like controls your foot, the ability to go up and down like that.
Yeah, that could be a career ender.
Yeah. I didn't really think about this, right? But I was thinking about my own injury from when I broke my ankle. And then I just went into this whole like big binge about like sports injuries and shit and how common the injury that I got was. And I know an Achilles is like a career ender, or you like you never play the same.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's just it's so hard to repair. And the thing with mine is that it wasn't that my tendons were weak. It was that my bones were weak. So it's crazy to think that like what happened with me when I broke my ankle is that my tendons were stronger than my bone. And so my tendons ripped a piece of my bone off of my ankle. Like my tendons were fully intact. They just had to reattach them to the bone. And a small fleck of my bone came off. And theoretically, like I could have like had no surgery and my tendons would have reattached like themselves if I just like didn't move for a while and they like set it in place.
Yeah.
But I just think about like an Achilles tear, like that's a whole other story, dude. Your Achilles is so tight. It's like a rubber band, right? It has like no slack, and if you like pull it and it breaks, like it pretty much all the tendons they go up like in your fucking leg, and that's why you can't move shit.
Damn.
And what they have to do essentially is like fix it at like both ends of your leg, because normally like the entire tendon is degraded. It's not just that one area where it snaps. It's like the entire tendon is probably like not in good shape. But now I have really good confidence in myself that my tendons are strong as fuck, because my tendons rip my goddamn bone off.
Damn, that's fucking... Oof. I like cringed up hearing that because it's fucking sounds so painful. God.
Yeah,
damn.
Dude, that's some graphic shit. No, I mean, I couldn't like walk either. Like, I can't even imagine how I had all loss of motion in my right foot for like at least a month.
Oof. Man, I'm so thankful. I have never had to have surgery, knock on wood. Well, why am I knocking on wood? At some point, I'm getting this fucking eye fixed. So,
I mean, yeah, that is a surgical procedure, but it's not like you're going to have to go to physical therapy like twice a week. And dude, that was okay. I think that part was honestly more expensive. I know it's not more expensive than the surgery, but like with insurance, all that, it was more expensive than the surgery. Because I would have to Uber from my house to physical therapy, and I'd do that twice a week. I'd have to pay a copay. I would end up spending like literally $60 a week on physical therapy.
And you did that for 2 months.
And I did that for 2 months.
Jeez.
It fucking sucked, dude. I remember because I was like going through my medical records. So I was trying to figure out like what was my real injury that happened to me. And yeah, like what happened was I remember during my physical therapy, like I should have been weight bearing like a week before, and I was still like not weight bearing or whatever, and I was like pissed. I'm like, oh, what the fuck, man, like I should be on my foot already. And I remember like when I discovered that from my physical therapies, I called my doctor. I'm like, hey, how come I'm not weight bearing yet? He's like, no, you should totally be like walking right now. And I walked out of the physical therapist's office, and I stood up and I took a deep breath. I started to walk, and I was like, oh my god, like I'm doing it. I can fucking do it. And I had the boot on, but still I was like, I can fucking walk now. It was like the most fucking, but it was terrifying too, because I'm like, if I like do this right now and I fuck up my shit even more,
yeah,
if I fall and I break something else, like I'm fucked, dude.
Yeah, I probably should have went to the hospital back in October. I don't know if I told you this one. I was at like an emo night, like a concert thing, and some girl was crowd surfing. And nobody else was paying attention but me. And I caught her from falling. And my ring finger over here went back. Like this part of it went all the way back. And I didn't know until I was in the mosh pit. And some guy like chucked me out, grabbed me. And he went, your finger. And I went, what? And I looked at it and it was just in the opposite direction.
Dude, what the fuck? You hyperextended the fuck out of your ring finger.
Yeah, dude, like the whole like fingernail area, like it was like bent back. And dude, 3 days later, it was bent forward and my hand looked like this. Like the pinky was straight, but this was forward for weeks.
Dude, you're probably going to get like fucking arthritis in that finger.
I had people telling me to let it self-heal, but I played guitar. Like, I was miserable. I couldn't play guitar for, like, 3-4 months. I couldn't hold the hockey stick and shoot pucks in the yard because whenever I would grip and I would lean back to go shoot, I would feel like my finger was going to fucking fall off.
Like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, yeah, I don't really think about it, but like your ring finger, that's a pretty crucial finger. Cause like, what's it called? Like, I've seen people who have like arthritis in their pinky and it's just like, it's constantly curled up like that or some shit. Yeah. And I feel like that's like doable because you just drive or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, your pinky, let's be fair, you can keep a nice grip still without your pinky.
Yeah, of course.
But like your ring finger being that one, like that would just suck, dude. That would be so like awkward all the time.
Dude, it was bad for about 3 months and I couldn't, like, even holding the PlayStation remote.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, how you can't even play a fucking video game? I'm imagining a controller in my hands and it's like, yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, I literally had a splint on it for like almost like, I want to say 4 weeks straight. I had a splint on. I would only take it off when I would go to the shower.
Jesus, it dude.
Fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Couldn't masturbate either.
That's like probably the worst fucking part of it all.
Yeah, left-handed. I didn't enjoy doing it right-handed. I tried to switch it up, but
lefty. Oh my god!
Just felt like lefty. I was jerking myself off with no consent.
That's funny as fuck, dude.
It wasn't fun.
Oh my god! No, that's pretty funny.
Yo, man. Before we wrap up, you have anything like you can plug for the people? Anything you have going on?
Damn, I wish I did. I don't, sadly. I have a lot of things in progress right now that I'm gonna put out. I can show you when we go offline. Yeah. But yeah, I guess just okay. You know, I'll plug TikTok. That's my plug of the day. Okay. Follow Chipotle Sean on TikTok.
Got you. I gotta
make a lot of weird videos there.
Yeah, follow Sean on TikTok and his Instagram is ungrammed. Am I correct?
Yeah, I guess follow that too. I don't really like care for Instagram anymore these days, but
I feel
it is what it is. It's a formality, you know.
Yeah, if you want to follow him on Instagram, follow him. You know, obviously follow us on audio_asylum_podcast on Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're at 210 subscribers. Not bad, not bad, not bad.
And it could all be lot higher. I can make it 269. That'd be a fun number.
Word, we gotta go higher, boys, and gals. And I'm just happy to be back doing this. I'll reiterate it again.
I'm going to interrupt you real quick. We should totally try to get to 420 before April 20th. Or yo, maybe even better, we get to 419 and then we get like, I'll make a fake account and I'll subscribe to the channel so we can say we got it. And then we should like, as a special, like as a prize, so if anyone listening, if we can get to 420 on the tubes, we will make an episode where we eat like 3 weed brownies a piece between us. And we'll wait for like 15 minutes. We give it time to kick in and we'll just talk. I'll turn off my phone. I'll turn off all the clocks. We'll just be going.
I'm with it.
That'll be the 420 special only. And I mean, only if
we get the fuckers
do the work.
I'm with it. Yeah, I'm happy to be back doing this. I'll reiterate it again. Certain people won't be a part of the show anymore, but listen, if they do anything creative, please go support them. I am not a spiteful fucking human being, but please keep supporting us though. We got Flores a part of Dare Punk now. Sean's back. We got a few new people fucking coming in for the YouTubes, and some podcast guests are arranged. It's just hard getting dates out here, but I'm getting them. I'm gonna get these fucking dates, son. And hopefully your boy stops fucking acting up in his personal life when he gets upset. So I'm not going to come on here and say I'm all fine and dandy, but I'm better than I was before. So yeah,
stop acting like a fool.
Yeah, learn from your mistakes, people. Don't do stupid shit just because you're upset. But take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we will see you guys again very fucking soon. Peace.